Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
I've asked Ava to stick around, Jess. Thank you very much, Ava.
That's so true.
This might... It is a true thing that I've asked you to stick around.
Yeah.
Have either of you, and if you're listening, I'm going to say something maybe shocking. So firstly, have either of you been in a book club before?
Currently yes. am.
You currently are in a book club. Okay.
I did. I started a book club with my mates. We picked the first book. Oh. We all started reading it, and we never spoke of book club again.
Okay.
Can we know what the deciding book was?
I couldn't even tell you the name of the book. It was that long ago. We were all living in different parts of the country. And some of us overseas as well. And it just didn't work.
Okay.
So you're currently in a book club.
I am.
How long have you been in this book club for?
Since I moved to Geelong, kind of. So I think I sort of timed it up well. It started in about January.
And so you didn't know anyone in the book club?
My mom.
Oh, that's a bit cute.
My mum was like, let's come make you some friends. And I'm probably the youngest person there by 10 years. But they're all my besties now. So.
Okay. Yeah, nice.
I have a theory.
Mm-hmm.
I think book clubs are scams. I think they're scams.
What's the scam?
So my wife's been in a book club for a couple of months.
Yeah.
You don't need to read the bloody book. You don't need to read the book.
Right.
They had it at our house, like, because they just take turns in doing it. They had it at our house. For 4 hours, they didn't speak about the book. I was cast to my room. And again, the house that I live in, I'm cast out to my room. I had curry in bed. What is my life? And they're there till like midnight. And then right at the end, they went, oh, yeah, and the book was pretty good too. Book club is a scam.
Book club does.
It's
like
for snacks and catching up. And that's fine. But then I feel like the pressure is because my wife has spent the last 4 days essentially like cramming this book in. Mm-hmm. And I was like, babe,
you're not going to talk about it.
No one's going to talk about the book.
Yeah.
Read the last 30 pages. You'll be fine.
See, my big fear is joining a book club and they care about the book. That's my fear. Because that's your setup. The scam sounds great.
I'm in a proper serious book club. I hadn't finished it the first time and I felt like quite the outsider. And then I did finish it for the second meeting and I was all over it. We have questions on cards. We have microphones going around to share thoughts. This is serious business.
I'm not sure.
Microphones.
Okay. Yeah. So hang on. Sorry. Microphone passed around the room so you can discuss your thoughts on the book.
Not everybody. So there are the hosts and then they roam around with microphones. You can put your hand up if you want to like contribute to a larger conversation after talking about it on your table.
So is it like...
This was a,
oh, so your table. How big is this book club?
Pretty big. I don't know. It's like a big social thing.
Right.
All right. Maybe my wife's not going to a book club. Maybe she has friends. Yeah. I'm not sure. It's very confusing.
That's what it sounds like.
But yours doesn't sound like a scam. That, if anything... It might be. It sounds like a pyramid scheme.
That sounds like a lecture.
Like 40 more pages than I
and
get
I'm
to
the one
quill
lecturing
level.
People.
Right. So you walk in, you're like, oh, how was Michael on page 47?
Yep.
Wow.
How was Michael on page 47? Like for those of us following along.
I'm pretty good.
What book are you reading at the moment? This isn't the one time we'll talk about books on the show.
Okay. At the moment, we don't have a set next book for book club. We've got another. So
this
we actually
is what
have
I mean.
We have a Christmas in July event next, and we're going to decide the new book there. But personally, I am reading the newest Hunger Games prequel.
Ah, okay. Yes.
All right.
Yes. The one they're turning into a movie this year.
Yes.
Yeah. All Let right. me know if it's good because I've been wanting to do it.
Oh. You should have my copy.
Oh, it's got really boring. Oh, this
okay.
is a shame.
All right. So, well, you started it. Read?
I have read Specky
Tim
McGee
has read
twice.
All the Specky McGee's.
So,
nice.
And I figured out that I like reading when it's a biography about a person because my brain's like, I use movies for my stories. I see it with my eyes.
Yeah.
I don't need to imagine it in my brain, but I do want to hear about how Mackenzie Arnold went from like a junior soccer player to Matilda goalkeeper.
So speaking of boring.
Yeah, I know. So this is what it's like to talk about books on the show.
I loved all of this.
Yeah, I know, but you've got a clay workshop tonight, so that is where you're at. Again, as she rides her motorbike to all these really cool clubs. Ava, this is going to sound disingenuous, but thanks for coming in here.
No, thanks for having me.
You're the best.
Yeah, I know.
All right. Have fun at your book cult. It sounds like an absolute hoot and a half.
This is Tim and Jess.
Tim, I think I found my new hero, like an idol of a woman that I want to be someday.
Wow. It's taken all these years, but Bon Jovi has been dethroned. John Bon Jovi. Incredible.
There's a news presenter over in the UK, and she's her show's called The World Today, right?
Right.
And she's gone viral in the past because she's kind of a bit rogue. She'll just like go off script. I think she flipped the bird off to the camera a couple of years ago, and like it made like worldwide news.
Right. All the good signs of a great journalist. That's classic Ava right there from the newsroom. Yeah. She was just in here. These are all traits that any journalist should really be able to do.
So she was doing a story about a peacock, right? So there's a peacock in a small village in the UK that's been causing a bit of chaos, right?
Some of them are quite territorial.
Oh, yeah. So I want to have a listen to the bulletin because she described what was happening.
Yeah.
And then she was basically asked by her producer not to do one thing.
Okay, let's have a listen.
This is a raucous male peacock called Percy. First appeared in Marlborough earlier this summer and has ravaged vegetable patches. He's woken neighbours in the early hours of the morning.
Oh, no.
Let's have a listen to him in action. I've been told specifically from my producer not to do an impression of a peacock. So I'm going to do it anyway. There we go. How amazing is that?
Just give yourself the feedback.
That's my favourite bit. Oh, how amazing is that? Can we just hear it one more time, right. Just her impression? I mean, it's not bad.
Well, I mean, I've lost the first peacock, so now that's all I hear in my brain.
I just wish that I could have been in that meeting after the show. Because obviously they're going to have, like, you know, a meeting after the show to talk about.
What's her name again?
Her name is Mariam.
Okay, Miriam.
No, Mariam.
Okay. Sorry, the one I said was a real name, so I was just trying. Yeah, sure. What's Mars Bar all about?
I can imagine, like, them going in. She's going into with the producer, and the producer's like, "We spoke about this, Mariam."
I'm going to do it, Steve. I don't care what you say.
This is exactly the conversation we have with, you know, members of staff. I'm not going to name names, but people have told you in the past not to do your Scottish accent. And you continue.
It's not members of staff. It is people that listen to the show and have had. Again, if you want to complain about anything I or Jess does or anyone does, you've got to do it in writing for it to be considered.
It's true. It's true.
Do it in writing. But the thing is, nobody has the stones, right?
Right.
Nobody has the stones to put in writing. It's always phone calls. That shite, Tim. Don't do it.
And now she's your hero too.
Now, you live a similar life. Like last week, you did an incredible impression of a foghorn.
I know, right?
So very similar.
But well, play the peacock again. Can you do the peacock?
That's not the peacock. That's Muriel.
It's Muriel's wedding. I actually think yours is better. No, we don't need me to do it as well.
Yeah, just do it. Just save us some time. Just be serious. You've had acting experience. Don't laugh. Oh, God. Kids, if you've just tuned in, that was Jess trying to be a peacock. And, your parents will explain later what that could have been.
Oh, don't.
When it's appropriate, maybe in a couple of
You
days.
Stop. I was being a peacock.
I'm sure you are.
That's enough.
Yeah, not okay. Jess, not on.
Not worse.
All right. Put it in writing.
Jess and Tim. Oh, wait, sorry. It's Tim and Jess.
Tell you what. And it's not going to be like, wow, what a brainwave. I've never thought of it. How nice is just going for a walk sometimes? You know?
Have you run out of things to talk about?
No.
But like, I love going for a walk.
I do.
Particularly on the beach. Make it a long one.
I love just going for little walks, whether it's in around town here, like if we've got a little break and work, or like because I have to park in essentially Leopold, I get my steps up walking into work. Or if you've got a bit of time to kill, like this morning, needed a bit of time to kill with my son, Jack, again, he's almost 2 years old, and I was like, just go for a walk.
Yeah.
Like, that's an event. That's the thing. And like, when you think about walking and things you take on you with a walk, it gets pretty limited, right? So you're either walking by yourself.
Yep.
Give me some other people or things you might be walking with.
A hot girl walk?
Yeah, hot girl walk. Yeah, that is good fun. Where essentially it is a walk, but you just feel hot while you're doing it.
And so you might be with other hot girls.
Potentially, yeah.
Or guys.
You could like walk your dog, like walk your pet. Like a lesser than you could probably walk with your cat.
Yep.
Walk with your partner, walk with a parent.
Sure.
Walk with your kid. Saw a walk last night that I've never seen before.
Oh.
I thought maybe if you wanted to have a guess, but you'll never get it. And again, like, this is 20 past six, so I'm almost home. I'm in Armstrong Creek. There's a bloke going for a walk with his, like, high-powered remote control car.
Oh.
Because I was, like, at the lights, and he was waiting at the pedestrian to cross. And he's standing there. And initially, out of my peripheral, I thought it was a dog.
Yeah.
So I'm like, why is
he's
that?
He's saying to his car, heel, heel.
I was like, why is that dog got lights? And I looked properly. And yeah, it was like a...
Like, I'm imagining like a monster truck.
It was like a little monster truck. Yeah. But like, you could tell that it's for an adult.
Sure.
Like, this thing, because when it crossed the road, when he walked, like, just,
yeah,
it flew. So there's, and like, there's...
I suppose you get sick of just doing like laps around your backyard.
Oh, 100%.
So, you know, taking your car for a walk.
Yeah, but it's like, I could see him having, like, it was so normal to him.
Because yeah,
he wasn't like, like, he was in his maybe mid-20s, I would, yep, say. And this thing flew across, and he had to do that L walk where you cross the pedestrian to then again cross the pedestrian because you wanted to go on that diagonal. And like, he's a pro because it went like zip and perfectly took the hook turn and lined up, like, waiting for the pedestrian crossing,
wow,
man to go.
It's a well-trained car.
Well-trained car. And I've never considered taking a remote control car for a walk.
No.
But that, actually, maybe it's just like the little kid in me. And maybe if you're listening, it's a little kid in you that thinks, again, it could be a big boy energy.
Yeah.
But that sounds like fun. Because then you're walking and you go, oh, there's a jump. and then, oh. Like, I never had a very strong remote control car my whole life.
Oh, right. Did you ever have any?
Oh, like just the little ones that you have on the magnetic track. And
yeah,
you hold a gun and you're out of control. You just go, well, if I go too fast, it's going to fly off. But if I go too slow, I'm going to lose to my cousins.
Sure.
And I literally, at the ripe old age of 7 years old, couldn't think of anything worse.
So true.
Losing magnetic race car race to my cousins. So
yeah.
I know there's lots of places in town that do like the fancy.
The specialty ones.
Specialty,
yeah,
remote control cars. But like, oh, man, I'm all about it. And it's not a way I thought you could go for a walk these days.
No.
People out there with walking their remote control cars.
I mean, the weirdest walk I've seen was a lady walking with a cockatiel in her purse.
Imagine if it was on top of the remote control car.
Now that's a well-trained bird and car.
Goodbye. Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best. Goodbye.
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.